We're talking today with Lowell Catlett. Dr. Catlett, of course, many, many years at New Mexico State University. And Dr. Catlett, it's not true. Here we are at the 85th annual convention of the National FFA organization. It's not true that you and I were at the first meeting of this group, but close. But yet, I love down through the years your crystal ball, and I know you're going to share just a little bit of that with these young people, men and ladies, this evening, about where agriculture can go, has got the potential to go. What are you going to try to share with them?
Well, I'm going to try to share with them, first and foremost, the incredible technology that's coming out in the ability to do what I call mobile digital technology, and we're using it right now. I mean, think about how broadcasting and your ability to broadcast has changed just in the last few years over digital mobile technology and getting a message out. But now that same digital technology on that phone, we just got an app released for a smartphone. It's kind of pricey, $1,800, but it's got a software lens in it, and you just take a picture of a little drop of milk, and it'll give you the somatic cell count for your milk test. Instantly done. Okay. Never had that before. Okay, now we got the ability to take a blood sample, do the same thing with another thing called a molecular lens with an infrared, and we can do a blood test instantly. Changes animal care. Okay, do it instantly. We now got the ability to a commercial chip was released this year, 2012. It's kind of pricey, but it's $1,000, and it'll do a whole human DNA profile. 3 billion base pairs for $1,000. Do it in 2 hours. So it took us 13 years to get the first human genome done. Thousands of people, $3 billion. Now we can do it for $1,000 in 2 hours. So I kind of see the trend as probably seconds, pennies, and we now have the DNA of anything we want instantly. So it means, for one thing, I call it prescription food, you know. Now I know your DNA, and I know mine, and now I don't have to use that blanket broad category that we do in food technology that says, well, this cholesterol is good for you or bad for you. We'll actually know whether this cholesterol is good for you and how much you can eat and how much you should eat. And so now we're moving toward the most complicated thing we put in our body every day, food. Now we can meter it out and make sure that it is actually enhancing our longevity. We've never even dreamed we could do that in the past. So the digital mobile technologies are truly astounding on what we're going to do for animal health and for plant health.
And, of course, I mean, you mentioned the price tag on this, these early generations. As they roll along, they get cheaper and cheaper.
Oh, as totally. I mean, the first computer I bought was $10,000, you know, and my smartphone now is 10 times smarter, and it's the equivalent computer, $400. So it's, yeah, the technologies are coming down to where it'll be cost-effective. So that mobile digital connection is truly probably the most interesting, because it moves us into – it allows us then to do – and we've got another one. I'll quickly tell your audience about this one, because this one came out of Los Alamos, the same people that gave us the atomic bomb. And it was – it's called a LIB, or a laser-induced breakdown. And it's a laser-induced breakdown spectrometer. And what it does is we used them to try to find where the weapons of mass destruction were, because we just take the laser in, point the laser, it breaks down an atom, and with the spectrometer, then that spectrometer can let us know what chemicals are present. Okay, all it needs is one atom, and the spectrometer picks it up, and it can tell us what's present. Well, we've got soil scientists now that take that same LIBs, as we call them, and just zap the soil. It tells us how much nitrogen's in it, how much deficiency of potash. We do the profiles for all the flora and fauna in it, the microbes, and then we can tell you what its carbon holding capacity is. So now you got an instant read. You want to do the same thing for a leaf on a plant? You got it. Okay, called a LIBS. Fabulous technology.
Now, we've got in our society today that the only rub to all of this is that we love our smartphones. But when it comes to technology and foods, people suddenly get spooked.
Oh, they do. But this technology now of what I call prescription food, the ability to truly go in and do a DNA profiling instantly, for all intents and purposes, it takes all the ambiguity out. Now we'll truly have a better way of saying, okay, if this is produced organically, does it have a higher nutrient content? And is it a nutrient content that matters? Okay. Now we kind of have to guess. Okay. Even the best science, we still have to guess. This new technology, man alive, it takes all the guesswork out. And sure, there may be some people that will say, okay, well, I don't care what the science says. That's just what I want to do. God bless them. That's fine. But now we truly have the science that can say, wait a minute, there's no pesticide residue in this milk. We know.
Now, several speeches I've heard at this year's meeting, prepared public speaking and whatnot, a lot of folks, a lot of these young people focusing on the challenge of feeding 9 billion by 2050 and beyond that. Are we geared up to be able to do that successfully, you think?
Oh, without question. For 10 years now, we've produced more calories in agriculture worldwide than the population needed. Okay, we've never done that in history. Okay, we've always had people that were malnourished and starving. And part of it was institutions and governments and just a lack of food. But a big chunk of it was agriculture wasn't capable of producing enough food to feed everybody on the planet. Okay, we've done that for the last decade. So can we feed another 2 billion people? Oh, kind of.
One last thing, as far as this organization is all about the future of farming, the future of agriculture. Their creed says that, and they are a forward-looking group of young people. Do you feel good about where we are going future-wise with the people that will be there to keep this technology rolling?
This generation, without question, is probably the best trained, best adaptable to all new forms of technology of any in the four that I've seen as a college professor. And I'm not taking away anything from the previous generations. It's just this technology, this generation has grown up totally what we call untethered. They're used to carrying a portable digital device with them. And they are very comfortable with that, helping them find a restaurant, schedule a class, send their homework to their professor, send an email to their professor or text message and get a response. They're very comfortable with all of that. They're the best technically advanced generation we've ever had. Will they be powerful in the future? Oh, you better get ready for them, because they're going to write even more apps.
That translates into the ability to help feed the world.
Oh, without question, because it's about smart food now. You know, it's about the kind of food you don't want. You don't. You and I at our age don't need more calories. We need the right kind of calories. And you know what? With smart technology, we can make sure that those places that are deficit in basic calories for people are the right basic calories that they need and the food that is best for them. And we've never been in a position to do that. We got it today.